The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Welcome to this latest Loads Bubbling podcast. I'm Mark Williams. It'll be my pleasure to discuss with you why pre-call research is a must, how we can beat procrastination in our skills pill, and we have a quote from Greek philosopher Aristotle, who gives us a hint on how to be excellent at what we do. You're no doubt very busy, so let's get bubbling. Here's a question to start your day. If you're going to make some contacts with prospects today, why should they bother talking to you? Now, if you answered with something like, "Because my products are better than the competition," or "I know what people in their position need," then maybe you just need to take a step back first. We've all heard that pre-call research is important, so that it doesn't sound like a scripted pitch that you've made 146 times before. Pre-call research is expected these days, especially with busy, time-poor decision-makers. So, why should research before each call be a prerequisite, no matter how short of time you are? Here are five reasons. First, it tells you whether this prospect actually is worth calling at all. There has to be a specific reason for calling that doesn't involve your product. Prospects are not interested in your products. That's why you get a lot of rejection and disinterest up front, because they don't want what you have. If they did, they'd have called you. Your research gives you the knowledge you need to determine if this prospect is a good fit for you and your services. Secondly, it gives you specific reasons to call the prospect. Just because they're on your list doesn't mean they'll welcome your interruption to their day with open arms. Your research will highlight situations or circumstances where your products may be of use to them to solve the dilemma or offer opportunities. You need to specify what your services could do for this particular prospect, and it will be different from every other prospect you call. It enables you to bespoke your call to their specific issue. Number three, it gives you confidence in your approach. Many salespeople dread prospecting because it means rejection, and that's one thing humans dislike in sales more than anything else. Research builds that confidence because it creates reasons for you to contact the prospect and discuss opportunities with them. You now have motives and aims that didn't exist before. And this helps you to build the necessary confidence in yourself before picking up the phone or writing that contact piece. Fourthly, it makes you more efficient in your prospecting process. Now, you'll find that some prospects will want more information from you, that others are not interested in your services, and still others have issues and opportunities that point you in a different direction. Your research helps you determine the best use of your prospecting time and allows you to improve your overall efficiency and effectiveness of your time and efforts. And number five, it makes you a much more valuable resource to your prospects and customers. Now imagine if you did no research before calling prospects. You'd become very myopic in your technique, concentrating on your products and services and possibly getting more and more insular as the rejections increased. Your research actually gives you much more industry knowledge, allowing you to become a valuable resource to your prospects because you now have information that's beneficial to the marketplace. You find out about challenges prospects are facing and how others are overcoming them. You build up knowledge about competitors' products and why customers are buying them. And you create ideas for you to present solutions based on real needs of real companies. That gives your prospects new reasons to be contacted by you and offers new openings that wouldn't have been clear to you before. I hope these five reasons to do your pre-call research has given you the confidence to be professional and spend your time wisely in getting your prospecting up to speed. Our skills pill today is about beating procrastination. It's something we can suffer from at any time, the putting off of tasks when we simply don't want to do them. I love Tony Robbins' thoughts on procrastination. He says, simply put it off. Yes, say to yourself, I'll procrastinate tomorrow. At the moment, I've got to get this done. But what about us mere mortals who have to get things done but we simply can't face it? Here are some tips. First, live like L'Oreal would tell us to. Understand you're worth it. Yes, determine that you're worth having a procrastination-free life. you no longer want to be a victim to this behaviour. When you believe this fully, you'll learn to say no, you'll take care of what is important to your professional and personal wellness, and you'll stop aggravating yourself with procrastination. Next, become extremely selfish. Yes, ask for what you need in order to create reserve or space in your life. This gives you the time to eliminate those things about which you're procrastinating. Remember, the visual of the oxygen mask extending down from an airplane. Put it on yourself first, then see to others. Then, take time to plan. At the end of each day, plan for the next. Write a to-do list that not only includes the things that need to be done, that's deadline-oriented items, but also long-term projects that propel your strategic plans. You'll get excited about what's coming up instead of dreading it. Next, reward yourself. Pat yourself on the back metaphorically when you finish a task, especially a task that you saw as difficult or challenging. Choose a personal reward that you would look forward to, so your brain is fooled into thinking, actually, this task wasn't as bad as I thought. Procrastination is something everyone experiences at times. Using these tips may help you to deflect it. Or maybe you can just put this off until later. Our Inspire Me quote today is from Greek philosopher Aristotle, who had a great insight when he said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. A habit is something we carry out without thinking about it, at the subliminal level. Being excellent, or having excellence as our default mindset, is something we need to nurture as an habitual way of behaving. That way, it'll embed itself into the very fabric of our psyche, turning us into someone who strives for excellence in everything we do. It's a great philosophy to live by, I'm sure you'll agree. Well, that's all for today, folks. Remember, there's nothing like a full pipeline. Make sure there's always loads bubbling.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.